Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
On February 25th, Alaska State Troopers received a call around 4 p.m. saying that a motorist had found a dog who seemed to be injured near milepost 10, Funny River Road. The caller, Jesse Hughes, said that when she discovered the husky, his mouth was taped shut and his lower body was covered in blood. Hughes named the dog Ace and transported him to Kenai Veterinary Hospital. Upon inspection, veterinarians discovered a bullet had fractured the dog's hip. According to Kenai Peninsula Animal Lovers Rescue Vice President Kelly Griebel, KPAL sent Ace's story to other animal rescues to ask for help.
The foster called in and had them open an account in Ace's name to cover his surgery, which was about $3,000. So within 2 hours, the community had totally called in and paid for that, which was pretty amazing.
In an attempt to find the owner, Griebel created a Facebook post trying to find his family. Sam Allen Rennie, age 63 of Soldotna, said that the husky was his and he was going to the vet to retrieve him. Rennie said that Ace had a history of aggressive behavior and bit him. This resulted in Rennie attempting to put the dog down by shooting him. After failing, the dog escaped, which led to Hughes finding Ace in the first place. Despite the vet's and KPAL's concerns, Alaska State Troopers said that they could not prevent Rennie from taking back his own dog, and he was free to take back the dog so long as he paid the fee. In fear for Ace's life, Griebel reached out to AST the next day to further voice her concerns.
So I reached out to the trooper and he actually said, "We've got a warrant in our hands. I am going to pick up this other trooper and we're going to go out there to get Ace if he is still alive." When they got out there, Ace was there.
Luckily, troopers were able to successfully rescue Ace. Due to the circumstances and manner of the shooting, Rennie was charged with cruelty to animals. As for Ace, he was brought back to the vet with no further injuries and was released to Hughes to recover from his recent surgery. Hughes has decided after Ace fully recovers, she will adopt him. Snug Harbor Road residents want the proposed concrete plant to be built somewhere else. For more on this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A proposed concrete batch plant in Cooper Landing is receiving some pushback from the community because, according to local residents, the proposed plant location is an unwise and inconvenient choice. The issue arose when an ordinance was introduced during the Borough Assembly meeting on Tuesday, which would lease the land necessary for the batch plant to Davis Block and Concrete Company. The objections raised were not in opposition to the construction of the plant itself, but rather testimony provided during the Assembly meeting asserted the current proposed location, Snug Harbor Road, is inconvenient to those who live along the road and poses a public safety risk.
Snug Harbor Road is a terrible choice,
said Cooper Landing resident Karen Button via a Zoom call during the meeting.
Routing industrial traffic through a residential neighborhood for 5 years feels irresponsible when there are other better choices.
The plan would serve as support for the Cooper Landing bypass construction, specifically for material requirements of the Juneau Creek Bridge. Button testified that Davis Block representatives have assured those who reside along Snug Harbor Road that vehicle speeds will be monitored and flaggers provided if necessary. According to Button, however, this does not address the issue of ideal location.
We're very weary of not being listened to, and our voices really need to be heard, especially where there's a clear solution to our neighborhoods being less impacted by the construction.
The lease with Davis Block would be a 5-year term at $3,500 per year to include a 3% annual escalation. For more, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Governor Mike Dunleavy announced Alaska's participation in the National Foundation for Governors Fitness Council Don't Quit campaign. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Friday.